This is Health Yeah, your weekly update on what's going on in the health, wellness, and medical world with Monica Robbins.
According to the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, every 18 minutes in the U.S., someone has an aneurysm. That's one in 50 people. It's like a silent ticking time bomb that typically impacts more women than men. And most of the victims are younger than age 50. Today, we're talking about aneurysms and learning what we need to know to be more aware. That's ahead on this edition of Prescription for Life. Hello and welcome to Prescription for Life. I'm Monica Robbins. Aneurysms are abnormal bulges in blood vessel walls that can be fatal if they rupture. It's estimated nearly 7 million people are walking around with an unruptured aneurysm in their brain. And each year in the U.S., 30,000 people have one rupture. About 50% of people who experience a rupture die within 3 months. And 66% who survive experience permanent brain damage. That's why knowing and recognizing symptoms is critical. Risk factors include a family history of aneurysms, smoking, polycystic kidney disease, and connective tissue disease. Unruptured aneurysms often don't cause symptoms, but a ruptured aneurysm can cause a sudden severe headache, nausea, vision loss, vomiting, and loss of consciousness. Emergency care is critical. African Americans and Hispanics are twice as likely than Caucasians to have a ruptured aneurysm. But there is hope, especially if the aneurysm is detected earlier. Here's one story of hope out of Cleveland.
This is what you call a full circle moment.
Go this way.
Mallory Wehage, a 35-year-old healthy mother of three here at Cleveland Clinic Avon Hospital.
What do you think?
Her little boy, Scotty.
You want to walk?
Right by her side.
Oh, we're going over here, buddy.
If you only knew the journey they took to get here.
I was pregnant in the fall of 2020 and in the second trimester experiencing really excruciating headaches where I couldn't get out of bed.
It wasn't pregnancy sickness. It was much worse. After a brain scan here at Avon Hospital, a phone call.
She said, "You have a giant brain aneurysm."
Would change everything. 22 weeks pregnant with Scotty, trying to hold it together in front of her kids, Emmett and Maddie.
I finished talking to the doctor. My husband came down and I cried.
At Cleveland Clinic main campus, neurosurgeon Dr. Peter Rasmussen waiting.
She was definitely in the giant category. That is unusual. Less than 5% of all aneurysms reach that size. So untreated, it was a very, very high risk, life-threatening situation for her.
Unthinkable conversations followed. If it came down to it, doctors having to choose between baby and mom.
The priority was me, which as a mom, it's hard, but I was the mom to the unborn child, but I had my Emmett and Maddie at home, so like they still needed their mom.
Something was on her side.
It had to work out.
Hope.
I just had to keep on going and stay positive.
Her doctors doing the same.
Fortunately, the anatomy or the way her aneurysm is configured and the way God put her vertebral arteries together, we had some really elegant options for her. And it did require a lot of careful planning, many teams being involved.
Surgery, a success.
The aneurysm was obliterated at the time of her treatment.
Mallory was okay, but her mind was on the baby.
When I woke up, the first thing I said was, "Am I still pregnant?" And I was, and he was fine, and strong heartbeat and healthy.
She may never find the perfect words.
I couldn't thank him enough because he saved my life and he saved the life of my child.
So the next best thing.
Come here, who's coming?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Introducing her hero.
Look at this little boy.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
Hi.
Hi.
To the baby he saved.
Nice to see you.
So great to see you.
Thank you.
I'm so captivated by this little guy.
Yeah.
Full circle.
What do you want to show him?
Full hearts.
You gonna throw
it? Throw it to me?
Can you throw it, Dr. Rasmussen?
And full of gratitude.
Whoa. Good throw.
Obviously, we're dealing with high-risk situations and patients who are facing some amazing challenges in their life, and to be able to help them through that and to hear their gratitude, that's very moving.
Lindsay Buckingham.
Oh, almost.
3 News.
Now let's learn more about aneurysms, how they're discovered and treated by a Cleveland Clinic expert. Joining me now is Dr. Jenny Tsai, a neurologist with Cleveland Clinic Cerebrovascular Center. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so actors Tom Sizemore, Tamala Jones, Emilia Clarke all survived brain aneurysms. But I think when many people hear about a brain aneurysm, they think the opposite happens, that these are typically very, very fatal. Don't most people die from a brain aneurysm?
Actually, the vast majority of people who have brain aneurysms, certainly at this day and age, are found to have their brain aneurysms through screening imaging or pictures that are taken for other reasons. And that gives us a chance to actually prevent people from having a poor outcome and save them from the similar experience of ruptured brain aneurysms.
So what causes a brain aneurysm?
There are many causes. Sometimes we don't necessarily find out why people have them. But we certainly know that tobacco smoking, as well as high blood pressure, can be related to brain aneurysms, particularly allowing them to grow and increasing their chances of bleeding. Family history can also play a role in these.
What about stress?
Stress can increase high blood pressure, so that just definitely adds into the factors, yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. How common are they?
So we certainly know that approximately 6% of the general population may have a brain aneurysm, and that adds up over 1 million people in the United States.
So aren't they something like if you're walking around with it, eventually it's going to burst?
Not necessarily. We certainly know that it can happen, but depending on where the aneurysm is, how big it is, and whether it is looking, you know, in a more aggressive way, those are different factors that can play into whether the aneurysm actually bleeds.
Okay, describe what exactly is it?
Well, an aneurysm is essentially a little bubble that is attached to an artery that supplies the brain. Think about the brain as a house. The artery is the high-pressure plumbing that brings the blood to the brain. And when that area of weakness, that bubble, is constantly under stress, it can grow as it can break and cause a leakage of blood in the brain.
So, can you literally walk around with one of these bubbles and function and not have any symptoms?
Yeah, many of our patients do, actually. And we know that classically, brain aneurysms don't necessarily cause any symptoms. But it's important for us to know that they exist. It's important for us to know that they're there because that allows us to monitor them and make sure that they never cause a problem for people. Many people can live through their lives without the aneurysm ever causing problems for them.
So what happens when they do start causing symptoms, or do they ever cause symptoms?
Yeah, the most concerning problem associated with a brain aneurysm is when the aneurysm actually leaks and causes bleeding into the brain. That can cause a bleeding type of stroke, which is potentially fatal in some people, and for other people can actually cause a lot of disability. So it's important for us to know that there are ways for us to prevent those aneurysms from bleeding, and if they do bleed, that there are things that need to be done and can be done.
Are there warning signs you should watch for?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes aneurysms may actually compress some parts of the brain that are important and cause new brain deficits, as we call them, or lack of function. At times where the bleeding actually happens, the blood can actually irritate the brain quite a bit and all the structures around it. And the single most common symptom is a headache, a very, very severe headache. And it can also bring out signs and symptoms of stroke.
So if you have signs and symptoms of stroke that are really obvious, that's one thing. Your doctor is probably going to get a scan for you. But if you have a severe headache, how do you convince your doctor that you need to get looked at?
Yeah, the headache that comes with a break in the brain aneurysm is known medically as a thunderclap headache. And it sounds as severe as it is. And it basically feels like you reach the worst pain you can ever experience in a split second. With those kind of headaches, especially if it's a new headache in somebody who never experiences headaches, those are concerning signs and should immediately seek medical attention.
Who's more prone to these, men or women?
Well, men and women are both prone to these. Women do have a slightly increased likelihood.
So, did they ever show warning signs like days ahead, or is it usually they start leaking and bam, you've got to get to the hospital or get to a doctor?
That's a great question. Sometimes the first bleed is the most severe bleed. But in other people, we can see what we call a sentinel bleed, which is a bit of a warning sign. Someone can say, ooh, I have a very severe headache. I've never had this before. And a few days later, a big bleed can happen from the aneurysm.
What's the biggest misconception you hear all the time?
That the brain aneurysm diagnosis is a death sentence. A lot of people who are diagnosed with a non-ruptured or unruptured brain aneurysm can actually go on to do quite well. It's important for us to know about them. It's important to seek medical attention, and where we can and where we need to, we can treat those aneurysms before they ever become a problem. A lot of our patients go on to live very well and very long lives without any problems from the aneurysm.
What is, you said usually people are, they're found when they're getting scanned for something else. Is there a common, you know, denominator, common scan that, you know, an aneurysm is discovered?
Yeah, a lot of people will have an unusual headache, which can be caused from other things as well, or their doctors are looking for something else to explain a different symptom. So a CAT scan or an MRI gets done, and an aneurysm is seen. At that time, it's important for us, those of us who treat brain aneurysms for a living, to actually talk to those patients, counsel them, and give them a good explanation and understanding of what are the things to be done to keep them safe.
What are the treatment options? Do you have to have full surgery, a craniotomy?
Well, that's the classic way of treating a lot of brain aneurysms, and we certainly know that nowadays upwards of 70-75% of aneurysms can actually be treated through a catheter. And those catheter can be advanced either through the wrist or through the groin area, and they can be threaded up in a minimally invasive way to block off the aneurysm.
How do you block off the aneurysm, and doesn't that block off the blood supply too?
Not necessarily. We can go after the little bubble on the side of the artery. As long as we block that entry point, as long as blood does not get into the bubble, it cannot leak from the bubble. We can also put in special stents that separate out the aneurysm from the normal bloodstream so that the blood can continue on while the bubble shuts down.
What happens to the blood that had already leaked in your brain?
Yeah, for those situations where the bleed has already happened, we know that blood, just like in every other part of the body, if you have a bruise, it disappears over time. The blood that's there will disappear over time, but the brain can react quite violently to the blood that's already leaked. And this is where being in the hospital as quickly as possible allows us a chance to actually make sure our patients are safe when that happens.
So if somebody is walking around with an unruptured brain aneurysm, are chances, is it pretty much 100% eventually they're going to have some type of procedure to deal with it?
Not necessarily. We monitor them very closely. Some aneurysms start out small and stay small. And as long as they do so, as long as we can counsel our patients to stay away from the risks that can allow them to protect that aneurysm, allow it to not grow and not bleed, we can live on a very successful and healthy life.
What are those risks? Or is it just the lifestyle risks you mentioned, or, you know, you can't get on a roller coaster or, you know, do cartwheels or something?
Well, most of the time, lifestyle risks really do a lot for us. We know that blood pressure increases the likelihood. We know that smoking is the biggest offender. But we also know that as we age, time can increase the likelihood of these aneurysms growing. We know that being a woman does have a slightly higher risk of having aneurysms grow and rupture. So there are other things that can also make the aneurysms more prone to bleeding.
Your final advice, what would you like people to walk away with?
Yeah, it's important whenever you have a brain aneurysm diagnosed to actually seek medical attention, even if it's something that has not bled. And if you ever experience a new headache or severe headache, it's important to call 911, be at the hospital right away. The signs and symptoms of stroke are really important.
That thunderclap headache.
Yes.
It's as painful as it sounds.
As painful as it sounds. And of course, we have that acronym to recognize the signs and symptoms of stroke called BFAST, B for balance, E for eyesight. When both of them are affected, or either of them is affected, that could be a sign and symptom of stroke. FAST spells out face, as was A for arm and leg. When it goes numb or weak, speech when there's a speech disturbance or you can't understand or speak your thoughts. And T, of course, the most important of them all, which is time. Time to call 911, every second counts.
Time is brain.
Time is brain.
All right, Dr. Tsai, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it.
When we come back, a revolutionary new way to get to aneurysms through the eye, and I'll explain my personal experience with it. Full disclosure, since 2019, I've been battling a sphenoorbital meningioma brain tumor. It's located in several places throughout my left side behind my eye. In 2021, I became the seventh patient at Cleveland Clinic to have a relatively new type of procedure, brain surgery done through my eyelid. Now, it's being used to treat aneurysms.
In 2021, I learned my brain tumor spread toward my cavernous sinus and would have to be removed. A year earlier, Cleveland Clinic began doing transorbital neuroendoscopic surgery, or the TONES procedure. They cut along the crease of my eyelid and were able to remove as much of the tumor as possible, buying me more time. Barbara O'Hara's neck pain and migraines stopped her in her tracks.
Oh, that pain was just awful. Just excruciating.
She was referred to Cleveland Clinic, where she learned she had a brain aneurysm.
We can think about the brain aneurysm as a bubble in the artery of our brain. The problem with aneurysm is that that bubble can eventually rupture. Okay, and if it ruptures, it can cause a stroke.
That meant brain surgery, but instead of the traditional invasive type that would require a large incision along her hairline, Barbara qualified for the minimally invasive TONES approach through her eyelid.
Most of the aneurysms that we found in the brain are really close to that area, okay? So with a tiny incision over the eye and do the same clipping that is done with the open surgery, but in a much less invasive way.
3D imaging is used to help plan the surgery to ensure safety. Most people go home the following day, and while it takes time to recover from the eyelid swelling, I can personally tell you it was easier than having a craniotomy.
And you never know I had surgery. There's no scar. To wake up and have no pain. I was amazed. I can get out in the sun and enjoy my life.
That'll do it for this week's Prescription for Life. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, we wish you good health.
Thank you so much for tuning into Health Yeah. Please find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monica Robbins. Like and follow my Facebook page, Monica Robbins WKYC. Find video podcasts at Monica Robbins channel on YouTube. And please subscribe. Wishing you great health and hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to Health Yeah with Monica Robbins from WKYC Studios. Subscribe now so you never miss an update. And find more on everything you heard here on WKYC.com and on the WKYC app.